This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 312 for Friday, March 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday as seasonal rallies push past resistance. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract gained $7.60 at $630.80 per ton, and the July contract at $6.80 at $640.10 per ton. While a trader points out there are no aggressive drivers to push canola much higher, the Canadian oilseed is benefiting from strong increases in Malaysian palm oil this week. As Chicago soy oil rises, soybeans and soy meal are lower. Malaysian palm oil is largely firm today, and European rapeseed is mixed. Global crude oil prices are unchanged, giving little direction to the vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending March 10th that producer deliveries of canola increased from last week to nearly 414,000 tons. Canola exports triple to about 240,000 tons, while domestic usage dips to 171,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday afternoon as the loonie drops to 73.82 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.01. The United States National Oilseed Processors Association reports the February crush amounts to 186.2 million bushels of soybeans for a new February record. Soy oil stocks climbed to 1.69 million pounds from 1.51 million in January. The U.S. Midwest is at its driest in about 20 years, with 72% of the region classified as abnormally dry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 125,000 tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations. The USDA attaché in Argentina lowers that country's soybean production for this year to 49.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The May contract loses 3 cents at $11.98 per bushel. May soy meal is down $2.70 at $334.70 per short ton. May soy oil gains more than a full cent at 49.42 cents per pound. Corn is higher as its May contract rises 3 cents at $4.37 per bushel. Oats are lower with the May contract giving up 6 cents at $3.66. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago May loses 4 cents at 5.28.5. Kansas City May falls 8.5 cents at 5.66. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May retreats 8 cents at 6.47.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, March 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.